Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of poet Alan Tate, born in Winchester, Kentucky, 1899, who argued that Southern culture was being corrupted by Northern industrialism, but he did not make his name as a poet until he moved to the North himself. He got fired from a job at a magazine for correcting his boss's grammar, so he rented a farmhouse in upstate New York and wrote his best-known poem, Ode to the Confederate Dead, came out in 1928. About standing at the gate of a cemetery and feeling cut off from the past. He went on to write biographies of Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis and his novel The Fathers. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born in San Francisco, 1942, didn't publish her first book of poems until she was 37 years old. That was Satan Says. She said, I was a late bloomer, but anyone who blooms at all, ever, is very lucky. Many lives don't allow that, the good fortune of being able to work at it and try and keep trying. Sharon Olds, one of the few modern poets who sells thousands of copies of her books, in part because she writes about family life and love life of ordinary women. Most readers assume she's writing about her own life, but early in her career, Sharon Olds made a vow that she would never talk about her personal life in public, and she refuses to say whether or not those poems are autobiographical. She also tries not to watch any television or read any newspapers because she just doesn't have the time. She looks at the front pages of newspapers when she walks past newsstands in New York, and she asks her friends to tell her what's going on in the world. She said, it might be a bad thing not to know what's going on in the world. I can't say I really approve of it. I just don't like learning about so many things that we can't do anything about. Her collection, Strike Sparks, came out in 2004. And it was on this day in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of a new cemetery, honoring the 23,000 Union soldiers and 20,000 Confederates who had been newly reburied there on the battlefield months afterward. The organizers had invited a number of poets to write something for the occasion. Longfellow, Whittier, William Cullen Bryant all declined, so the keynote speaker was Edward Everett, known for his speeches about battlefields. Lincoln invited at the last minute. About 15,000 people showed up. The festivities began. There was a military band. There was a preacher who prayed a long prayer. And then Edward Everett stood up and spoke for over 2 hours, describing the Battle of Gettysburg in great detail. When he was done, Lincoln got up and pulled his speech from his coat pocket, just 10 sentences, 272 words, didn't mention any specifics about the war or any details of the battle, didn't mention the North or the South, did not mention slavery. What he said was that the nation was founded on the idea of equality and the war was being fought over that idea. There was a photographer who was setting up his camera at the time, and the audience was distracted by that. And by the time Lincoln had finished his speech and sat down, many people didn't even realize the president had spoken. But Edward Everett later told Lincoln, I wish that I could flatter myself that I'd come as near to the central idea in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, entitled Words from the Front. We don't look as young as we used to, except in dim light, especially in the soft warmth of candlelight. When we say, in all sincerity, you're so cute, and you're my cutie. Imagine two old people behaving like this. It's enough to make you happy. A poem by Ron Padgett, Words from the Front, from his collection How to Be Perfect, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.